Jazz, 91.9 WCLK, Atlantis Jazz Station. Jamal Lockman with the Soul of Jazz. And it is that time of the month again. We are very excited to be back here for Friday Jazz, the High Museum of Art, which happens every third Friday at the High Museum of Art. And our special guest for this month is going to be a guy who is actually an Atlanta native, and I know him very well, great pianist, Louis Haravo, and also Miss Jessica Joris, who is the public relations specialist at the High Museum of Art. Welcome, both of you.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Good to see you again, Jessica,
good
as always.
Good to see you, too.
So, Louis, man, long time no see.
Yeah, no.
How you been?
Been running, man, teaching and playing all over the place.
You know, Last time I saw you, man, had to be almost 9 years ago when I booked you for a gig.
Oh, yeah. That's been 9 years?
Yeah, it was like 2005, something like that. So, yeah, time flies, man. We were younger, much younger back then, in our early 30s. But I see that you're always busy, man, and still doing what you need to do, man, to stay out there and represent jazz. Right. You're a pianist.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, talk about, you know, jazz piano and how you got introduced to it.
Okay, well, all my life, I've really studied classical music, and I have a classical background. Most people assume I had a church background. I wish I did, but I didn't. Hmm. And then I wasn't planning to be a pianist for a living, but I went to Governor's Honors. You familiar with the
Governor's Honors? Yes, yes.
In classical music, and I got exposed to jazz at that program, and it kind of changed my life. I fell in love with it.
How old were you then?
16, about to turn 17, yeah.
And, you know, we're pretty much around the same age, man. And you know, you kind of come up in that hip-hop culture and the youth culture of that time. Jazz seemed a bit, you know, left of center for what was happening in popular music at the time.
Right.
So what was it about jazz that made you say, you know what, I really, really like this?
Well, you know, I really enjoyed playing classical music. And then here was this music that had a lot of the same elements, you know, virtuosity, good harmony, but then it had a groove, that swing thing, and that connected with me, and I fell in love with that whole sound. And, you know, you're talking about other genres. What's very interesting, during that time, Wynton Marsalis was in the middle of his kind of resurgence of jazz, you know, bringing it back ahead, you know, And he had all his young cats really trying to be, like, on the straight-ahead tip. So there's, like, this about 2 or 3 year block of time when I first got into jazz where I'm not even familiar with what was going on in pop music. It's really funny. Like, before that and then after that, I got back into pop. You know, I kind of woke up and said, hey, I need to make some money. And I enjoy hip-hop and I enjoy, you know, all these other things. But it's like this block of time where it was all jazz.
It's almost like you went to a jazz monastery or something like that and just focused on jazz. And
exactly.
It got your chops up, really.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you think of Wynton Marsalis, you think of the young pianists like Kenny Kirkland and a lot of young guys who were just really keeping that tradition of classic jazz piano alive.
Right.
Who were some of the pianists that really had that indelible mark on you?
Of the younger cats?
They're just classic guys. And even younger, whoever. Okay. You know?
Well, you know, of the older guys, I first fell in love with, like, Oscar Peterson.
I don't know why I knew you would say that, man. Yeah. You remind me of Oscar, man.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow. And that was the cat for me at first. Mm. Then, oddly enough, the next cat I heard was Kenny Kirkland. And that really opened my head up to, wow, there's other music that I could like instead of Oscar. So and then that opened the doorway to even go back to like Bud Powell, Mulgrew Miller, Sonny Clark, a bunch of cats I checked out. Cedar Walton.
You named all the good ones, man. I mean, they're all great, but those are the heavy cats right there. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Louis Haravo, jazz pianist who will be performing this upcoming Friday at Friday Jazz, the High Museum of Art. Let's talk about your live set, because this is my first time seeing you as a leader, which is going to be exciting. How is that different than, say, comping and playing behind someone?
Yeah. Well, the biggest difference is I'm going to have to talk on the microphone.
But you have a slight phobia.
Yeah. That's either going to be, either I'm going to overcome it, or it's going to be a disaster. We'll see.
I think it'll be fine, man. But you know what they say, talk less, play more.
Right, so just do that. Make that your mantra for the evening.
Right.
So, but there comes a point in time, you know, I've been at it a long time, and I've reached a certain level of proficiency that it's just time for me to step out and focus more on me as an artist. And that's what I'm trying to do, you know.
So what is your set going to be like for this Friday?
Talking about keeping it simple,
yeah.
I just decided for everybody to bring a group of their favorite tunes, and then we're just going to pick them and play them.
That's pretty simple. Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
And hopefully that joy that it brings us to play them will transcend onto the audience.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, one thing that the audience also gets to dig outside of the live music is the beautiful art at the High Museum, which is really a kind of unique quality of this event. I want to come to you, Jessica Joris, and talk about some of the things that are happening now at the High Museum of Art.
Yeah, so Friday Jazz is this Friday, May 16th, from 5 to 10 p.m. It's half-price admission, which is really great. And right now, it's going to be one of your last few chances to see Abelardo Morel, The Universe Next Door. It's actually closing this Sunday, May 18th. It's a beautiful photography retrospective of his work. If you have not seen it, you have to get in there. And also, opening May 21st is Dream Cars, Innovative Design, Visionary Ideas, which is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, you know, I saw a sample of what's to come with that particular exhibit. What is that sitting in the lobby? Is that a Bugatti? What is that?
It was actually. It's actually been moved up to the exhibition now, but it was a Bugatti Aerolith, I believe, in 1936.
Yeah.
But it was.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. All the cars are. It's everything's pretty much installed now. It's gorgeous.
Oh, this is gonna be something. I mean, all the car fanatics are gonna just love this. And just people who like great art.
And that's the best thing about it is it's not just for car fanatics. It really focuses on design and innovation. Right. And so it's definitely not just for car people. There's something for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, looking at that piece, I'm saying piece like it was a work of art. It is a work of art, essentially. But looking at it and seeing it, you know, right there in front of you, it gives you a whole new perspective on the craftsmanship that it took to put this thing together.
Definitely.
So if people want to find out more information about the Friday Jazz to High or just anything that's happening at the High Museum, they can go online and go where?
To our website, www.high.org. That's H-I-G-H.org.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Louis, finally, man, I got to ask you. We were talking off mic about something going down on tape.
Oh, yeah.
And finally having you immortalized.
Yeah.
So you got to record something soon.
Yes. I'm under kind of the production of Curtis Lundy.
Wow.
And I should be going to New York soon and doing an album with Curtis Lundy and Bobby Watson. And we'll see who on drums.
Okay. Know. Yeah. But you can't go wrong with that.
Right.
That start of a combo.
Right.
Oh, man.
The
that's
first
serious.
One.
Yeah. They're gonna set you straight, brother.
Right.
Well, we look forward to not only hearing that, but at least hearing you this Friday at Friday Jazz, the High Museum of Art. And it's so good that one of my homeboys from Atlanta.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You know, I always talk to Kevin Bales, who is also from Atlanta.
Right.
It's rare that we Atlantans, you know, get to represent. You know, it's always someone from somewhere else. So great to see you representing the city, Louis.
Thank you.
I'm glad to do it. Always. And thank you, Jessica. And again, you can check out Friday Jazz, the High Museum of Art, starting at 5 p.m. on May 16th. Go to high.org.